Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Chicago Football Podcast brought to you by Pro Football Weekly. Kevin Fishbane here. Gave you guys and everyone here a week off after Bears minicamp. We're in the middle of summer vacation, but we wanted to come back to you today and answer your Bears questions. We are 4 weeks away from the start of Bears training camp in Bourbonnais. Kind of a weird week in the Chicago sports world where everyone was making huge news except for the Chicago Bears. You get the Blackhawks trades, you got Jimmy Butler traded, Schwarber sent down, Montero drama, and the Bears, just it's vacation time for the football team, so no news. I did think it would have been funny if the Bears decided to announce Mitch Trubisky had signed his rookie contract right in the middle of the Jimmy Butler stuff, but alas, nothing going on, so we figured we'd answer some of your Bears questions. Of course, you could follow us on Twitter at Bears_insider. Also, be sure to add that on Snapchat when we get out to training camp. Lots of fun Snapchats coming at you on that Snapchat account, Bears_insider. You can follow me on Twitter at KFishbane. Joined by my producers, Dan Mott. He is at Mott's Thoughts, and John Solly at JSolly. Of course, we are online at profootballweekly.com/Bears. We'll talk to you at the end of the show about some of the content that we have for you on the website this week and in the coming weeks leading up to training camp. But let's get to our mailbag. We got a bunch of questions this week from you on our Facebook page.
You guys know how to post videos to Facebook.
Remember, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PFW Bears. John Solly, are you ready to play the role of Regis Philbin and the question asker for me today? Hit me with the best shots of your Bears questions.
All right, let's start with Jonah McKenrick. The Bears have plenty of cap space. How does the cap work now as far as rolling over to the next year? Is it a certain amount or a percentage?
That's a good question, Jonah. And thank you for liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/PFW Bears. And asking that question, the Bears right now have just below $25 million in cap space, which is a lot. If they want to make any extensions between now and the start of the season, they have all the cap space in the world to do it. And yes, they are allowed to roll over. Last year, the Browns rolled over $50 million, I believe, from their salary cap. From 2016, let me get you what the Bears rolled over last season. The Bears rolled over $8.1 million. So certainly the Bears can take that. It's like rollover minutes on a cell phone plan and add it to their cap room for next year. And as the salary cap is gone, those things tend to increase year after year. So I think the main thing, you know, I'm guessing some Bears fans probably are looking ahead to next offseason. The one thing that's kind of important about that cap space now is it gives Ryan Pace the freedom. If he wants to extend anybody, he can do it with a fair amount of cash to work with in the next couple months.
All right. The next question is from Anthony Rizko, not Rizzo, not the Cubs first baseman, though, you know, maybe future podcast guest.
Unless
it's a ghost.
This is Anthony Rizzo's, ghost account.
All right, well, Anthony Rizko, or however you pronounce it, I hope I got that right, Anthony. Which DBs are in the hot seat this year? Fuller likely is, but there seem to be a lot of DBs and not enough positions. Same with wide receiver.
Okay, this is one of my favorite offseason games. It's called Name All the Cornerbacks on the Chicago Bears. John and Dan, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Prince Amukamara, Kyle Fuller, Sherrick McManus, Bryce Callahan, Marcus Cooper, DeAndre Hall. He might be a safety. B.W. Webb. My roster page just shut down on my computer, so I cannot continue. Stand by. Cravon LeBlanc as well. And I think I got them all. Did I catch them all? Like Pokemon? Pokemon, but with Bears cornerbacks? The point is, there are a lot of Bears corners, and I've said this before, and we've talked about that position on this podcast. It is going to be maybe the most competitive position to watch in camp, because those guys I just said, these are players you know if you're a Bears fan. So you're going to be able to kind of know what's going on here. Jonathan Banks is another one that I forgot to mention there when rattling off.
Jonathan Banks is an actor. He's on Better Call Saul.
Jonathan Banks. Jonathan. No extra A there in the Bears corner.
Fine.
Jonathan Banks, another veteran corner, former second-round pick by the Bucks. Bears like him a little bit. So here's what we're looking at. Prince Amukamara, Marcus Cooper, those are your starters. Those guys locked in to the roster. I think the top candidates for the slot position are Bryce Callahan and Craven LeBlanc. Both players we've seen plenty of flashes from. You know, Callahan, when he's healthy, has looked pretty darn good. LeBlanc was a kind of a breakout star for the defense last season. And I think either one of those, if they get that job, could be pretty good this year. So I think those guys look pretty solid to make the roster. Then you get to Kyle Fuller. And actually, John, I think there's a question about Fuller specifically in our list of questions. So I will let's talk about Fuller briefly right now. I think he does have to have a good camp. I don't think his roster spot is sewn up. But some certain things to figure out. When you look at what he's going to be making this year, is there a team that's going to want to trade for him? What can the Bears get for him if they want to kind of dangle him in a trade? You know, this is somebody that was not drafted for the Vic Fangio defense. And it's interesting because when Vic got here in 2015, he kind of raved about Fuller a little bit. And then obviously we didn't see a ton from him in 2015. The mysterious knee injury kept him out all of last year. Right now he looks like it's an uphill climb for him to kind of be the top reserve. Jonathan Banks, as I mentioned, a guy they claimed last year, who they like a little bit. They want to see what he can do at the position. It looks like DeAndre Hall is going to move to safety. B.W. Webb had a pretty good season for the Saints last year. He's a veteran. Sherry Manis, go Cats, likely gets a roster spot because of his special teams. So if you look at that, if you're assuming Cooper and Mukamara, Callahan, LeBlanc, McManus, five corners right there, you probably have room for two more between Fuller, Banks, Webb, and as I said, Hall's kind of an interesting guy because he's going to play a little bit of safety. So I think Fuller's kind of number one in terms of guys you know who are right there squarely on the roster bubble. Keep an eye on Jonathan Banks as well, and I think it's probably going to be between those two and B.W. Webb. Those three veterans might be fighting for one, maybe two roster spots when we get to July and August.
All right. The next question is from Mark Griffith. Can the defense carry the team until all the new players are working well together on offense, say the third or fourth game of the year?
Yeah, I think that there are Bears teams in the past that have spoiled Bears fans, right? Because you look back at the 2001 Bears team that, you know, went 13-3, won the division, outstanding defense. Think about Mike Brown, obviously Urlacher. And that was a team quarterback by Jim Miller. That wasn't a great offense, certainly. You look at, obviously, the Super Bowl team, and what a great defense that was. You go back to some of the other Lovie Smith teams that were known for their defense. So I think everyone's kind of hoping that they, you know, maybe they can get lightning in a bottle again and have a team that defense is so good that they can win games without having a good offense. And look, there are times under Fangio that we've seen them kind of win these low-scoring games, because I look back at that Detroit Lions game last year. Offense did not play very well. Defense picked off Matt Stafford four times. They get the win. The key is going to be the edge rushers in that front seven. The talent is there. You talk about Pernell McPhee, Leonard Floyd, Willie Young, Lamar Houston, that D-line with Eddie Goldman, Akeem Hicks, Jay Howard, Jonathan Bullard. That's your strength. That's where the Bears can make an impact, make things easier on that secondary, help create turnovers. But those guys have to stay healthy. And it's been an issue for McPhee, been an issue for Floyd, Houston coming off the ACL, Goldman coming off the ankle. If all those guys can stay healthy, then yeah, that defense is going to be competitive. I think you're talking about maybe a defense that gets into the top 20, certainly, maybe even top 15. But those guys have to be on the field for 16 games and really getting after the passer, because there are, as we just talked about, a lot of questions in that Bears secondary. Next question, John.
All right. Mark Salzwedel asked, given the injury history in Chicago, do you think Mitch Trubisky will see the field this season?
Yes, the Trubisky question, which I think we'll talk about every week until he does get on the field. Look, I mean, Mike Glennon, he hasn't been hurt in his NFL career. He hasn't played in a ton of games. But, yeah, you can't translate the injury bad luck the team's had the last 2 years and just assume anyone in a Bears uniform is now bound to get hurt because of that. I don't think it's a Bears thing. I don't think they're cursed. I think it's just kind of been bad luck for them. I think if you look individually at the quarterback position, yes, injuries happen all the time, unless you're Eli Manning or Phillip Rivers. And, you know, there is certainly a possibility that Glennon gets hurt and Trubisky. We also have to account for the fact that if Glennon gets hurt, what if the Bears turn to Mark Sanchez? So there are a lot of things to consider when it comes to when Trubisky would play. You know, if you're talking about an injury situation, depends on when in the season it happens, if they think Trubisky's ready. Because you really don't want to throw Trubisky to the fire. He's the future. You don't want anything to happen this season that's going to deter him, that's going to cause a step back, if you will, with his development. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. But, yeah, I wouldn't just say, oh, the Bears have been hurt so much this year that anybody who's new to the team is bound to get hurt. NFL players are going to get hurt. It just kind of happens. And where Trubisky's at as development is going to, you know, dictate if he does step in. But, you know, look, if Mike Glennon stays healthy and at least competent, you know, I think he holds down that position for the entire season.
All right, let's go with another Trubisky question from Jai McKinney. I am so sorry for mispronouncing that name. But question is, what NFL quarterbacks would you compare Mitch Trubisky to with all of the, you know, games that you've seen him there, Kevin?
You know, John, you know why I asked you to read the questions?
Because it's my stellar voice.
No, I didn't want to have to pronounce the names because I put that on you. And you're welcome, Dan, as well. We put that all on Sally this week. So who does Trubisky remind me of? The famous quarterback comp question. I'm going to go through my rosters here in the NFL and try to find a good comp. Andy Dalton, would that be an interesting comp? Or does that make Bears fans run for the hills? Hey, Andy Dalton's made the playoffs a few times. He's made the playoffs more times than Jay Cutler did.
I think Dalton's going to have a great year in Cincinnati, to be honest with.
I mean, I'm thinking of a guy like, you know, you're looking at some of these quick hit, accurate guys who could launch the ball deep. You know, this is also a factor of the Bears offense. It's going to be a quick hit, you know, some kind of West Coast system as opposed to, frankly, what Mike Glennon was in Tampa Bay, which is kind of the slow developing deep passing system. But, you know, Andy Dalton could be an interesting comp when you're looking at that. Actually, Jimmy Garoppolo is not a terrible comp either. When you look at the size and you look at the type of throws that they make well, you know, you could look at a Jimmy G, for example. Was somebody comparing Mike Glennon to Matt Ryan? That might have been a Glennon to Matt Ryan comparison I've heard before. But let's stick with those two. Let's stick with Garoppolo and Dalton. And look, Bears fans, if you can get Andy Dalton out of Mitch Trubisky, you shouldn't be that upset. I mean, that guy has taken the bank. You know, that Bengals team's gone to the playoffs a few times. And certainly we know what teams around the league think of Garoppolo. Maybe throw Alex Smith in that conversation, but I think Trubisky might have a stronger arm. But he does have some athleticism that Alex Smith has too. How did I do with my comps there, John? What'd you think?
You know, I think that's good.
Oh, you know what? I'll throw Kirk Cousins in the cat. Look, I'm looking at guys that, you know, in that kind of 6'2 range where Trubisky is, aren't going to have like the Jameis Winston, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco cannon of an arm, but also aren't slow, you know, like an Eli Manning.
Right, because Trubisky, the scouting report on Trubisky is that he can run a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I believe we've gotten a lot of sneaky athletic.
Well, that's because he's white.
Right. a lot of that. And look, the guy can run. I mean, his 40 time, I think, was better than Deshaun Watson's at the combine. And we've seen a little bit of practice that he can move. So that's why I was trying to look at quarterbacks that can move the pocket a bit, aren't known for having a Flacco-esque arm, but, you know, can make some of those quick hit throws. Ask me again Labor Day, as I say with all Trubisky questions. ask me Labor Day, and I think I'll have a better answer for you. John, before I get to your next question, let's talk about Loot Crate, our promoter, our advertiser this week. Go to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Go there right now. Type in Shaw as our promo code, SHAW. You're going to get $3 off your first crate, and you're going to want the crate for July as we get into the summer months. You're going to want to get going with the alter ego crates. July's crate. You got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bob's Burgers, Futurama, and Rick and Morty. Those are some of the items you're going to get: t-shirts, pins, collectibles, kitchenware, all sorts of things. I think I probably mentioned this on the show. My favorite game growing up was a Ninja Turtles little handheld basketball video game, wherever you took the ball down court and had to try to beat Shredder and his foes as he tried to score baskets. I don't know if that's going to be in the loot crate, but I just wanted to geek out a little bit about Ninja Turtles. Lootcrate.com/Shaw, S-H-A-W. Get $3 off your crate, July's crate, alter ego. Be sure to get it soon, because Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. There's a lot of options you could go to with Ninja Turtles and collectibles. Also, I will say it's the easiest Halloween costume. You just wear a green shirt and a headband.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're one of the Ninja Turtles. So I think I did that maybe twice in high school. All right, let's get back to our mailbag here. Some great Facebook questions. John, hit me up.
All right, David Holling. By my last count, the Bears have signed 14 free agent potential starters, most in the 25 to 28 age range. How is this impacting the overall age of the team, and what typically happens to teams who have signed so many free agents?
Good question. A lot of layers to that question. I like a well-layered question here. So thank you for that one, David. When it comes to age, keep an eye out. Right when the team set their final rosters, Jimmy Kempsky, a writer in Philadelphia, who's actually been on the program to talk Bears Eagles, he calculates every team's average age. So I think the Bears, since Ryan Pace got here, have wanted to get younger. And as you mentioned, if you look at the free agents, they did not add an Eddie Royal or Antrell Roll type guy. Actually, let's go to the ages here. There are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is great radio. 7 players over the age of 30. Quinton Demps is the one exception. They did sign him. He's 31. But you could see why they would want a veteran like him at safety in that secondary. But yeah, most of this team is going to be between those ages of 24 and 28. Which is really what the Bears want. And it is continuing to bring down that age. And if you look at some of the older players, Zach Miller is not a guarantee to make the team. Connor Barth is not a guarantee to make the team. Dan Scuda, 31. Victor Cruz, Lamar Houston at 30. Mitch Unrein, CJ Wilson. Some of those guys, again, not guarantees. I think most of your guaranteed guys to make the team are some of the younger guys. Tariq Cohen, youngest guy on the team there at 21. Mitch Trubisky's only 22. So that's the future of your roster. To the next part of your question in terms of, signing a lot of free agents, it didn't make a ton of sense with the way that we've heard about Ryan Pace building his team. He wants to build the draft, but he really needed depth. He needed depth on this roster. You look at the additions they made in the secondary, got them some depth. They have been trying to fix tight end for a while. They bring in Deion Sims. And then, later in free agency, able to get guys like Jay Howard and Victor Cruz and B.W. Webb. Depth. I think, though, if this team is a playoff contender in 2018, 2019, how many of these free agents are really big contributors? The focus, if you're a Bears fan, here are the guys that you care about still. Kevin White, Cam Meredith, Kyle Long, Cody Whitehair, Adam Shaheen, Mitch Trubisky, Jordan Howard, Eddie Goldman, Danny Trevathan would probably be, and you can put Trevathan in that category as a young free agent signee. Same thing with a little bit of Marcus Cooper as well. And then whoever could win that starting safety spot. That's your core, and Leonard Floyd. Those are the guys that you should be focused on. Those are the guys that are going to be the foundation of this team if they can get to where they want to be. It's still going to be the draft pick. So those are the guys you still want to focus on. The free agents are good additions. Marcus Wheaton could be a starter at wide receiver. Talk about Deion Sims could start at tight end. Cooper and Amu Kamara and Demps, all fine players. Jarrell Freeman was fantastic last year. These guys are important cogs. You need veteran cogs. You can't go to a Super Bowl with just a bunch of 24-year-olds. But still, you want the foundation of this team to be the young guys. Young guys like the three of us, John and Dan. We're young guys still in our prime, right?
I feel pretty old, man.
Yeah. When I was going through that Bears roster and looking at all the players I'm older than, that was a bit of a wake-up call. When I first started on this beat, I was just about the same age as most of them. But that's what happens when you age a little bit. All right, what's my next question there, John?
All right, from Tom O'Malley, any chance Akeem Hicks gets a contract extension before hitting the open market? If he does hit the open market, any chance he comes back?
Yes, Tom, we're going to go back to that first question from Jonah here about cap space. You know, Keem Hicks is kind of the guy if you're thinking about who can get a deal done before the season. You would think of Akeem Hicks because he was really good last year for this team. He is 27 years old, so he's young. He started all 16 games last year, 54 tackles, 7 sacks, couple of forced fumbles. So this is a guy ascending, right? Last year of his contract. This is someone who's going to want to get paid, but he has said he likes Chicago. He always talked about how much his mom likes Chicago. So, you know, he has said he would love to just get a long-term deal, stay here with the Bears. I think he is your number one candidate to get that deal done before camp. It's a question of how much do the Bears see him as part of their future. You look at the other guys at the position. You know, does Jonathan Bullard take a next step this year? Do they like what they see out of Jay Howard? But still, even if those guys play well, you still got to have Hicks. I mean, he's just such a unique player with that size, 6'5", 336, and the ability to move the way that he can. He showed a pass rush ability that he didn't show as consistently earlier in his career. He was good in 2013. He showed well at the Patriots last year. So, yeah, I think he's kind of the key guy to think of in terms of getting that. I think we saw with Alshon Jeffrey, guys, if somebody hits the open market, most likely he's not coming back, because when you're on the open market, you're generally going to get paid more from another team. You hit the open market because you couldn't get something done with your current team. I think Zach Miller is one of the exceptions. When Zach Miller hit the market last year, you know, he took a look around. The Bears still had the best opportunity, the best contract for him, and he stayed in Chicago. So it does happen, but you know, a lot of times, well, that's it. You get to March 10th, March 11th, whenever that is, and if you're not re-signed, you're probably going to find a lot of money elsewhere. You see stupid money thrown around in free agency, and you know, so that's why it would behoove the Bears, if they see Akeem Hicks is a big part of their future, and they should. He's kind of a leader out there. They should try to get a deal done in the next couple months.
All right, our next question is from Sean Fats Rogers. What year will the Bears win another Super Bowl?
This Bears team won't win a Super Bowl until they put Ditka back as the head coach. When will the Bears win a Super Bowl? My goodness. When can the Bears make the playoffs? You know, can we aim
start?
Yeah, aim a little bit lower. When can they make the playoffs? I mean, okay. You guys want to play scenarios? You guys want to play hypotheticals, Dan and John?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's say Trubisky is the guy they think he is. You're still not talking about a quarterback good enough to carry his team for another couple of years, right? And you also don't have the receivers yet that can be the types of weapons he needs. Maybe Kevin White ends up being the great player we always thought he could be. Maybe Cam Meredith continues to improve. Jordan Howard, we know what he's capable of. That offensive line is underrated. I saw Pro Football Focus actually rated the Bears the fifth best offensive line in the league heading into 2017. Put all those things together. We talk about the defense, Leonard Floyd. You know, maybe Eddie Jackson wins that safety job. You know, somebody steps up at corner. This team is still, you know, I think a solid improvement this year puts them in the category of a wild card sleeper in 2018. If they keep improving, you're looking at 2019, 2020, where Trubisky's really into a groove, I guess. I mean, I've really taken this hypothetical pretty far. But look, as I mentioned those young players earlier, Trubisky, Shaheen, Howard, Floyd, Whitehair, you know, so some of the guys out there, you know, some of the Jonathan Bullard, you know, Eddie Jackson, Danny Trevathan when he gets healthy, Pernell McPhee if he stays healthy. You know, if these guys all come together and stay in the field, sure, let's talk about playoffs in 2018, 2019, and then maybe this team is good enough to compete in 2020, 2021. But that is if everything goes right. This team is still a long way away from projecting that kind of thing. Now, certainly, now if you projected that 2006 Bears team to do what they did, we talked about the 0-1 team earlier. You know, surprises happen in this league. But the Bears need a lot to go right in the next few years. And it really starts with Trubisky being the quarterback that they hope he is.
All right. And our final Facebook question comes from Eric Hayden. Who could be a fantasy football star on the Bears?
Fantasy football. John, this is your specialty here. Do you want to go first here? Do you want to give a little
take on this? The obvious answer is Jordan Howard. He was one of the most productive running backs in the league last year. He's entering his second year. He'll be, the man in this offense. So I think you have to start with Jordan Howard. After that, I mean, if you really want to use the term fantasy star, there's nobody after that.
What about fantasy sleeper? I think we could all agree that Howard is the best fantasy player on this team. But who's your fantasy sleeper for the Bears?
I think it's got to be Kevin White. He's going to be in the conversation for sleepers. He's going to be a guy that is going to get opportunity as long as he's healthy. So I think if you want to bank on Kevin White's health, then he's a sleeper. After that, maybe Cam Meredith. The tight end situation is too murky for me. And that's basically it as far as fantasy guys I'm looking at on the Bears this year.
Yeah, if Cam Meredith has a good, he's got to come back from that thumb injury, but if he has a good training camp, good preseason, he's going to kind of be like the Tennessee Titans. Everyone's kind of jumping on a Titans bandwagon, so they're not a sleeper anymore. So I feel like Cam Meredith might not be a fantasy sleeper anymore because everyone's going to everyone who takes Cam Meredith in a fantasy draft will be like, oh, I just got a steal right there, Cam Meredith. Well, if everyone does it, then is he really a sleeper?
Value for it.
No, exactly. But I think he's an intriguing one. My thing with whoever wins that number three receiver job. So I think if you follow the money, Mark, they expect big things out of Marcus Wheaton. And that's a guy who has got big play potential, as we saw when he was healthy with the Steelers. So that'd be an interesting value play, I think, late in drafts. Again, it's a lot of this is going to be looking at who is out there with the Bears in training camp preseason, who's getting the most reps with the first team, who's going to be getting the most targets. But I think Wheaton, contract-wise, seems to be a guy they're excited about. Keep an eye on Deion Sims because he's not tight end one in fantasy for sure. But especially, you again, follow the money. That guy's getting paid to be a starting tight end. The Dolphins really liked what he was doing last year as a pass catcher, which was not necessarily his forte coming out of college. So I would just see what he can do in training camp of the preseason. How does that impact Zach Miller? They have a lot of guys in that position now. Where does Deion Sims factor in? If he's getting the most snaps and starting to get some targets in the red zone, he's an intriguing guy to me. I think, look, down the line, Adam Shaheen and Tariq Cohen have the talent to be fantasy guys. But, John, one of the struggles, and we'll get more in-depth with Bears from a fantasy perspective as we get into July and August. We're going to have Pat Fitzmaurice on the show, our fantasy guy who pretty much wrote most of our entire Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football magazine, to kind of go in depth with some of these guys. Pat, John, and me will kind of discuss it. But John, so much of fantasy comes down to quarterback play when you look at wide receivers and tight ends. If Glennon's not playing well, if the offense just struggles, it doesn't matter how good the receivers are.
Exactly. I mean, it all comes down to quarterback play, like you said. We don't know how Glennon is exactly going to fit with this offense. We don't know what the timeline is on Trubisky. So it makes you shy away, I think, from any wide receivers taking him at least in the first, I would say, 8 to 10 rounds from this Bears team.
Yeah, so well, as I said, we'll get more into fantasy, especially when fantasy drafts start coming around. But that's a good segue to lead into a couple plugs for you. We have two magazines that are on sale now. The Pro Football Weekly 2017 Preview Magazine, 32 four-page comprehensive team previews. I wrote the Bears preview. So I can humbly say it's the best one. We got a little bit of fantasy stuff in there, some features, taking a look at lots of trends and stats around the league. You got to get that magazine, get you ready for the NFL season. Take it with you on your summer vacation. That is on newsstands, Barnes & Noble, also profootballweekly.com/magazine. For your fantasy football mavens, folks, your drafts are coming up in the next month or two. Get our Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football Magazine. Tons of rankings, scouting. We got 300 players ranked total in the league, position by position. So in-depth, the detailed stuff. All the quarterbacks you need to know, running backs, receivers, Pat Fitzmaurice, J.C. Talon, our fantasy guy at PFW, Arthur Arcus, John Solly, myself, all contributed to the fantasy magazine. You can get that as well. Barnes & Noble, newsstands, profootballweekly.com/magazine. Go get those. You can get they're digital too. You can get them on your iPad, on your phone, on your desktop, and you can get a bundle for a little bit cheaper. So go get those magazines. I want to plug a story that I wrote that's on our website now. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw me tweet it a lot because it's a story that I think is an important one. It's about Champ Kelly. Champ Kelly is the director of pro scouting for the Chicago Bears. So if you look at the hierarchy in the personnel department, he's kind of like the number three below Ryan Pace and Josh Lucas. So Champ Kelly's job with the Bears is, you know, scouting pro talent, you know, for free agents and stuff. Champ Kelly's got an amazing backstory. And the Bears were generous enough to, and Champ Kelly was generous enough to give me a lot of time to tell me his story about a very challenging childhood in rural Florida, how he kind of made it out of there, went to Kentucky, got a job at IBM. This is a guy who never even had a computer through college, and he starts working at IBM. And then all he wanted to do is work in the NFL, wrote letters to all 32 teams for 4 years before he finally got a job with the Broncos, has worked his way up to the Bears. And the best part of the story is he now uses that platform to run a couple of charity football camps in Florida and Kentucky. Charities called Heart Power, Inc. So that story is on our website, profootballweekly.com/bears. It's also pinned to my Twitter, at Kay Fishbane. John Solly and our other editor, John Stive, can't thank them enough for their help in editing that piece. Of course, I probably forget the time. But again, I'm not just saying this because I wrote it. I do think it's an important story about a guy that you might not know about who's important to the Bears and is trying to be really important in the community. So that is my plug for that story called Champ Kelly Scouts the Right Path. John Solly, good headline there.
Thank you. I'm glad you went with the headline that I suggested. That was my biggest contribution to the piece because, Kevin, it was a really outstanding piece. And you know, I echo what Kevin said. It's important. The Bears don't often let those of us in the media talk to guys beyond who they want to put in front of you. So, you know, Kevin, you know, you even getting the chance to talk with Champ Kelly, I think, is important because that's a guy that I think most Bears fans have no idea who that is, what he does, what he means to the community, what he means to the team. So if you want to get behind the scenes with an important guy with the Bears, that's a story you need to read.
And John Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, he tweeted the story. So what else did you need to know? If John Lynch liked it, you will like it too. So go check that out as well. Thank you for everyone who asked questions on our Twitter page and Facebook. Remember to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PFWBears. Subscribe to this podcast. You can search for PFW Chicago, Pro Football Weekly Chicago. Subscribe, give us a rating and review. We would really appreciate it. And to the person who reviewed, complained about Bachelorette updates, I didn't do one the last two episodes, and I'm going to give you the final Bachelorette update. It's a quick one. The Northwestern player did not get a rose. He is off the show. So that is your Bachelorette update. Go Cats. Unfortunately, he's gone. So there you go. You can complain about that in your review if you want, but remember, I only took 10 seconds out of your day for that. So big thank you to my producers, Dan Mott and John Solly, for helping put this together. And of course, thank you to our advertiser, Loot Crate, lootcrate.com/Shaw. We're going to take next week off. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. More Bears talk coming at you soon.